weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 20. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, mid-90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 60s. As we head into Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA on Monday, shows the nation's corn condition now at 64% good to excellent. Last week it was a 69, so that is a 5% decline. Last year at this time it was 57% good to excellent. Other of 24% of the nation's corn crop is in the fair category, and 12% is in the poor to very poor. 88% in the dough stage now. Last week it was 76. The average is 82. 44% of the corn dented. Last week is at 23. The average is 39. 5% of the nation's corn crop is now mature. That is the average. Soybean condition nationwide, 69%. Last week it was at 72, so that's 3 points lower. Last year it was at 55. Also, 23% of the soybeans are now in fair condition, 8% poor to very poor. The pods are now 92% of the nation's soybeans. Last week it was 84. The average is at 83. And now 4% has now been dropping leaves. Sorghum condition, 54% good to excellent. Last week is a 57, so that's 3 points lower. Last year was a 66. 91% of the nation's sorghum is now headed out. Last week is 83. The average is 88. And 47% now of the nation's sorghum has now colored. Last week, 34. The average is 47. And 21% of the sorghum is now mature. The average is 26. Winter wheat harvest just about wrapped up, 97% nationwide, just a little bit up in the northwest. Pasture range condition, now 24% good to excellent. Last week it was 32. That's 8 points lower. Last year at this time, our pasture and range condition was at 52% good to excellent. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Frontier Farm Credit. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. We're Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at FrontierFarmCredit.com. Agriculture works here.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During her latest media briefing, Governor Laura Kelly talked about the latest COVID-19 numbers in the state, the reopening of schools, and has announced the newest member of the Kansas Court of Appeals.
I'm pleased to announce that today I have appointed Carl A. Folsom III to fill this vacancy. Carl is a fifth-generation Kansan who grew up in Tonganoxie. Carl has worked in the Kansas Appellate Defender's Office, representing indigent defendants and arguing many cases before Kansas Appellate Courts.
In other news, police in Kansas City say crews have pulled the body of the 11-year-old girl from the Kansas River, where she went missing over the weekend. KSN News reports that police said in the news release the body of Rebecca Van Zui Parr was found Monday evening after the boat spotted a body along the river shoreline. Authorities say the girl was pulled under the water while trying to retrieve a beach ball a family had been batting around on the sandbar. An adult and two other minors had tried to save the girl but ended up needing to be rescued themselves. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska's election commissioner is urging public schools to remain flexible for students and teachers as they resume classes in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. State Education Commissioner Matthew Blomstadt says his agency will continue to help schools as needed while maintaining its largely hands-off approach. In Nebraska, state election officials have released non-binding public health guidelines for schools, but they haven't imposed statewide requirements to specify whether schools should mandate masks or mandate in-person attendance. A Georgia man in custody after Nebraska State Patrol troopers said he drove more than 155 miles an hour during a brief chase near Lincoln. The patrol said 33-year-old Jamel Martinez of Hinesville, Georgia, was arrested early yesterday. The chase began after a trooper clocked Martinez going 128 on I-80 near the downtown Lincoln exit. Rick Everett, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Long-term financing on Sporting Sorento, Optimus, Olympus, New York, through K&M with 1333 to 1,000 finance. Example, 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540, MSRP 3805. Offers with approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
Or late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A search for a Beatrice man missing since August 15th on Monday turned up a body discovered by volunteers in West Beatrice, some 20 yards north of the Big Blue River. Positive identification is pending. The search was for Robert Bobby Barton of Beatrice, who was reported missing by a friend. A break-in was reported early Sunday at the Little Blue River Bar and Grill in Hanover. Officials were dispatched for a report of a theft, burglary, and criminal damage to property at the former Turn 4 Bar and Grill. Another positive COVID-19 case in Marshall County identified Monday brings a cumulative total to 13. The new case is the only one active. A second case in Washington County was reported just over a week ago. And in Nemahal County, a total of 55 cumulative cases have been reported thus far. Public Health Solutions says 11 positive cases are associated with Beatrice Public Schools, with 8 at Lincoln Elementary and the remaining 3 at Beatrice High School. Lincoln Elementary earlier announced plans for remote classes while other buildings are operating in person. Some of the affected staff members may have been exposed prior to school starting. Southeast Community College returned to campuses Monday, including Beatrice, for the fall semester. but remain aware of potential changes which may be required if a number of cases develop on the campus.
The 2021 school year gets underway in Marysville on Wednesday. New USD 364 Superintendent Michael Count said his staff started on getting the school ready as soon as they could.
We began implementing precautions once we received the guidance documents from the State Department of Education in early July. We began making lists of proven industrial commercial equipment that can effectively clean our buildings, clean our spaces, vapor cleaning machines that will be utilized every day and in some situations multiple times throughout the day. We have gone over with our custodial staff different procedures and adjusted our time schedules for cleaning. We've also taken smaller precautions, put up signs around the building explaining to our students the importance of simply wear a mask, stay 2 arm lengths or 6 feet away from each other, keep your hands clean through hygiene or sanitizing material, which we have plenty of. Those types of procedures are in place, among other things we're doing for a safe environment for our kids.
While some rules and how things are done may be different, Superintendent Count said when it comes to teachers and staff, Marysville will look fairly similar.
We have a staff that mirrors very much what we had last year. Same teachers, same coaches, except for we've got a couple of veteran teachers we've hired and brought into the district and just a few coaching changes. But for the most part, things are the same. And as far as myself, I've been a superintendent 7 years at Republic County and was excited to be able to come ahead and serve the kids in the district here at Marysville.
It's been a long time since the students roamed the halls in Marysville back in March, and Couch said he and his staff are really looking forward to seeing them again.
I just think that all of our teachers are getting very excited to be called back to work with our kids. It's been just about 6 months. We're concerned about that to some degree, but over a year's time, we believe that we can make up and get any gaps closed that might bring together. More or less, I'd just like to share that we're excited to have kids back together, get some kids into normalcy, and begin school again for the 2021 school year.
John H. Little, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for John Little. Dorothy L. Johnston, age 99, passed away August 15th in Round Rock, Texas. Graveside service Saturday, August 29th at 10 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Johnston. Ruth Boomgarn, age 97, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Private family graveside service will be held at the Humboldt Cemetery, with visitation this Thursday, 9 until 8, at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Ruth Boomgarn.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level ridge in place and surface high-pressure system is keeping things toasty and dry across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest. We're still going to see temperatures well into the 90s, pretty much all the way through the end of the week, with finally chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, it looks like, as we head into Friday night, continuing into the weekend. And then we're going to see some cooler temperatures as well. So across the area, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs around the mid-90s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, temps upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures lower to mid-90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear around 70. And Thursday, we'll continue with sun. That's your summary and forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Recent record high, 101 in 2003. The average low, 65. Record low, 49 in 2015. Sunset this evening, 8:07. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
Are there really male and female watermelons, and is one better than the other? We will investigate on an urban myth-busting edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 25th, the 238th day of the year. Maybe you've seen the internet meme on how to pick the best watermelon. It claims that female watermelons are sweeter. They're supposedly smaller and rounder than the male. Truth is, there is no such thing as gendered watermelons. They all bloom from both male and female flowers. Once pollination occurs, the fruit always forms beneath the female bud. And while smaller watermelons may sometimes be sweeter, gender has nothing to do with it. Just another example why you shouldn't believe much of what you see on social media, even when it comes to watermelons. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more fun facts online anytime. Just visit almanac.com.
Along with the new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2020 Chevy Equinox Premier all-wheel drive and LT edition. They have four 2020 Buick Envision Essence to choose from, a 2020 Buick Encore, and Buick Enclave Preferred. Check them out today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. We're a step closer to having an alternate season for sports that have to cancel their seasons due to COVID-19. The Kasha Executive Board approved the plan yesterday, and now it will go before the Board of Directors for final approval. The meeting for the final vote will be on Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This would not change fall sports that are able to play but offer another venue for schools that have to cancel activities. Each sport can only play a certain number of games to be eligible for the alternate season. Our news partners at Cake TV report football can only play 5 games, volleyball 20 games. Wichita Public Schools last week decided to cancel fall sports, but decided in a meeting last night to reconsider portions of the shutdown. The Wichita USD 259 School Board has asked an advisory team to discuss starting school activities. That discussion could happen later this week. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150. Only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Paul DeJong drove in three runs in his second game back from battling COVID-19, and Jack Flaherty tossed five shutout innings to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Kansas City Royals 9-3. Paul Goldschmidt homered and also drove in three for the Cards, who have won 4 of 5. Flaherty allowed one hit, struck out three, and did not walk a batter. Brad Keller had not permitted runs in his first three starts this season for the Royals, covering 17 and two-thirds innings. That string was halted by DeJong's sacrifice fly in the first. Game two of that three-game series with the Cards gets underway this evening. First pitch from St. Louis at 7:15. While we're talking about the Royals, they and Sinclair Broadcast Group have signed a multi-year agreement beginning with the current season to televise games on Fox Sports Kansas City. The number of years and financial terms were not disclosed. The network is midway through its 13th season as the exclusive TV home of the Royals. MidAmerica Network Sports.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Shriveled plums, peaches, and cherries are a symptom of brown rot fungal disease. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This disease can infect flowers, causing brown spots on the petals. Infected blooms collapse. They often exude a sticky sap that can spread the disease, causing twig dieback. Infected fruit are covered with powdery gray specks. As the disease progresses, the fruit dries and shrivels into what are called mummies. Remove and destroy or bury infested fruit. Prune out diseased branches. Make the cut at least 6 inches below the sunken or discolored areas known as cankers. Disinfect tools between cuts to prevent the spread of this disease. Reduce future problems with proper pruning and care. Remove nearby thickets of wild susceptible plums, cherries, and other stone fruit that can serve as a source for future infection. Fortunately, the disease will not kill the tree, but it can greatly impact the harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's time to enroll in jazz, tap, and ballet classes at Footloose Dance Studio in Marysville. Call Denise at 562-8297.
My son is in the seventh grade. Ask him what one of his favorite attractions was on a family vacation, and you're likely to get an interesting answer. He'll share the tale about a place in rural Nebraska where a family reunion brought forth a destination for our family and others. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Jim Reinders had an idea.
an idea that would involve the entire family.
He wanted to do something interesting for the family reunion in the summer of 1987.
Kendershot lives in Elias, Nebraska, and shares the story of Jim's great vision.
He came up with this idea to recreate Stonehenge, which he became fascinated with while he lived in England. He was kind of an engineer and had a position over there, and he became fascinated with Stonehenge. Well, he had this crazy idea to recreate Stonehenge with old cars.
So the family began finding old cars for the project, and Jim used his engineering software to determine the placement of the cars to build the replica of Stonehenge. Add in some backhoes and shovels, and something called Carhenge was born.
They just had this wild family reunion. They had plays and, I mean, just really interesting things that they did as they did all this, and they dedicated it that summer. At first, most people were horrified that there was this junk of these old cars out in this field.
What was a fun family reunion project for Jim's family was not well received by some, initially.
Everyone was just like, what is going on? So for a while, they thought they would have to tear it down because people were so upset about it. But people started to kind of talk about it, and then people started to come see it. And pretty soon everybody realized, oh, this could be a really cool thing for Alliance.
They made a couple of changes, and soon people came around to the idea that this just might be a quirky yet important item to make the town a destination for some.
They painted all the cars gray, which does make it more like Stonehenge, obviously, and it's slightly more aesthetically pleasing, so that appeased some of the locals.
But there's more to the story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Alliance, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.
Cornstarch makes a yummy chicken gravy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. New research shows it can also control mosquitoes and help biopesticides stay on a crop longer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Oil and water don't mix. They do if you add cornstarch. The USDA's National Center for Agricultural Utilization Research is working on the process of converting cornstarch and other bio-based ingredients into a new class of materials called amylose inclusion complexes. They may someday have endless uses and increase the value of corn. Bob Bailey is a research entomologist working on the project. He says in one study, the material creates a protective film, which shows promise for keeping biopesticides on a plant longer.
Wash-off by rain is always an issue. So my interest was that this inclusion complex could be used as a formulation ingredient to treat a plant, and the material would stick to it and hold my beneficial microbes on the plant in the case of rain.
Another possible use for the cornstarch emulsion, mosquito control. There are plant-based essential oils that are toxic to mosquito larvae in the water. The problem is, these essential oils don't like to mix with water. Bailey says they found a way.
We were able to create very stable emulsions in particle sizes that the mosquitoes would feed on in the water column. And so as the mosquitoes are feeding, they're actually taking up the essential oil, which would then be detrimental to them.
In laboratory trials, the essential oil emulsions killed the larvae of yellow fever mosquitoes in 24 hours. These formulations can also put the kibosh on wood-damaging termites and rot-causing fungi, including species that cause stored potatoes to go bad. Learn more about the cornstarch research at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior.
Bible talks about giving to others as a spiritual gift. I don't usually think of giving that way. I'll be honest, sometimes it feels more like a should do rather than a want to do. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. But I also know God loves a cheerful giver, especially when you're sharing a gift you received from God in the first place. All of your gifts can be shared with others, your time, your talent, and your treasure. Money is always welcome, but it's not the only way to give. Do you play an instrument or sing? Think about sharing your talent with people in a nursing home or a hospital. If you like to cook, you could sign up at a soup kitchen or offer to make meals at your church. The key to a spiritual gift is that it's given with joy and love, and without the expectation of anything in return. That's the secret to living a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
What's in store for food and agriculture in the years ahead? A three-part series starts today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Michael Swanson is about as qualified as anyone to make predictions about the future of food and agriculture. In a recent Ag Tech Next webinar from the Danforth Plant Center in St. Louis, Wells Fargo's chief agricultural economist was asked to share his thoughts about the food system of tomorrow.
And I think when we look around the world, there's going to be a lot of interest in variety, a lot of interest in health, a lot of interest in ease of eating. There's no end to the opportunity. But it's not going to be the traditional cereals and roots and tubers.
Swanson points to softer population growth predictions, but a rise in demand for fruits, vegetables, and animal proteins. Market changes are inevitable.
And so when we think about the pressure that's put on traditional row crops for competitiveness in terms of pricing, why wouldn't we anticipate that challenge as well as we reach those same equilibriums in fruits and vegetables? So if we can anticipate it, we should prepare for it. And it's not that it's going to be a bad market. It's going to be a different market. And that's the point I want to make to producers is, hey, be ready for this. Understand it. Pick your assets carefully. Pick your battles carefully.
We'll focus more on Swanson's expectation of global food preferences in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Today we are having a conversation with Mary Feldhausen from Frontier Farm Credit. Mary, as we know, farming and ranching has always had its share of challenges, and today's environment isn't really any different.
That's right. The ag industry always presents a number of opportunities and challenges each year. Weather, pests, market, trade, and macroeconomic factors have a tremendous effect. Some of these challenges are things producers can control and some aren't. A key to being successful is to identify which ones are within our control and take action to manage or mitigate that risk.
So what are some of the things producers can do today to navigate these challenges?
The first thing we recommend is that a producer have a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to manage most types of risk if we don't know where the starting line is. If we are looking to manage revenue risk, we have to know what the minimum revenue floor is to stay in business. One of our business principles is to avoid locking in a loss. It's hard to recognize loss and leverage opportunities without a good understanding of what it will take to be profitable.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of their cost of production?
First, understand that it's easier than you think. There are a number of aids available to help someone walk through the thought process. We have some very helpful tools that we share with our customers to help them understand their cost. Most producers today think that their cost of production in terms of variable cost per bushel or per head. Those would include things like seed, chemical, fertilizer, fuel, labor, cost of livestock purchased, and rent. But we need to also consider that a large portion of cost can be made up of fixed cost, including family living and debt payments. The cost of production can be very different from one operation to the next, just based on their fixed costs. For example, some producers need to cover all living expenses with farm income, while some might have off-the-farm income to supplement. Also, some producers have many payments for equipment and real estate, while others have less debt service requirements. Each operation is unique. So, while cost averages that are publicly available are a great place to start, we recommend digging into your operations costs specifically.
So, if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production, what can they do next?
That is when they can really lean into their marketing plan and take action to take less risk and make more money. There are a number of crop insurance tools available to help. If you haven't looked into what's available for a few years, you will be surprised how the products available have evolved. We now have third generation crop insurance policies that protect against not only yield and revenue loss, but also against unexpected increases in cost. And what matters most to your bottom line is profit margin. We also have products that insure against drought for hay and forage, and other supplemental products that can stack on top of your multi-peril policy to establish the highest net minimum revenue floor. It has really gotten to the point that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all tool. Our full-time crop insurance agents really focus on listening to our customers' goals and then suggesting the right mix of products to achieve their goals. A marketing plan coupled with a strong risk management plan allows a producer to confidently make marketing decisions, oftentimes well before the crop is even planted.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
Well, as I said, the crop insurance industry has evolved a lot in recent years. Our full-time crop insurance agents are focused year-round on understanding this dynamic industry and how we can provide value to our customers all year long. As a farmer-rancher-owned cooperative, we are dedicating to serving the agricultural and rural communities. We understand the dynamic impact that crop insurance has on our customers' ability to take less risk and make more money, and being able to achieve their goals and dreams for their business and their family. We understand that each operation is different. So, We focus on understanding your goals and helping design a plan that is right for you. I recommend that folks interested in learning more about how Frontier Farm Credit can help you do this, please reach out to your local office or visit our website at frontierfarmcredit.com.
Hello and good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spack, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The GOP has resurrected its 2016 platform for the Republican National Convention this week that will dominate President Donald Trump for a second term. Agriculture does hold a prominent place in the policy blueprint. The GOP platform calls for less agriculture regulation that has raised consumer costs, expanding science-based trade, no GMO labeling, and more rural broadband, ending the last administration's Waters of the U.S. rule, or quote, WOTUS, widely criticized for micro managing puddles and ditches on farms, was part of the 2016 platform and achieved this year. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish gave this comment when the new rule was finalized.
We're very hopeful that this is, number one, going to be very protective of water quality, but number two, get the federal government out of trying to regulate land use with a clean water statute.
Included were exclusions for prairie potholes, ditches, stock ponds, and other land features that fill up when it rains, and for prior converted cropland.
Things that were converted back, you know, around the turn of the last century, the early 1900s, that have been farmed, that will continue to be farmed, will be some of the most productive agricultural land in the country.
The renewed 2016 GOP platform also calls for expanding farm trade while insisting United States trade partners, quote, adhere to science-based standards in food regulations, which is part of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement and talks with the United Kingdom and the EU. The platform opposes mandatory labeling of GMO foods proven to be safe and life-saving in developing nations while calling for, quote, universal broadband coverage to link rural America with the global economy. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Increased new crop sales to China has the attention of U.S. agriculture. But Michael Clements tells us China needs to buy even more to meet their trade promises.
An American Farm Bureau Federation market intel analysis shows China is buying more U.S. commodities for the upcoming marketing year starting in September. AFBF economist Veronica Nye says the analysis includes corn, soybeans, sorghum, and cotton.
So far, soybeans, sorghum, and cotton have quite a lot of advanced new crop sales, greater than what they've been the last few years. Corn sales a little bit slower, even though we're seeing reports of big sales by volume. When you look at those sales as a share of total production that's expected this year, those sales are still pretty moderate.
Nye says large new crop sales kickstart exports for the new marketing year, but don't necessarily lead to greater total exports. She says current data shows China is behind its phase one commitments.
Through the end of June, China was behind on their purchases that they would need to make in order
order to reach that commitment. So unfortunately, it's going to come down to the wire, but we'll still be looking very closely over these next few months to see how the pace is going.
Nye says there are many factors that can influence trade with China.
There's a lot of dynamics going on, those that are market-driven and those that are politically driven. And so one thing that we do watch pretty closely are canceled sales. That would be commitments for purchase that never actually materialize into exports. And then I think it's also important to remember that we're only a part of the larger China-U.S. relationship.
You can find the analysis on the Market Intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Buy more ag information online anytime at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk one more day about the FFA. Somebody wanted to know, obviously not in a rural community, but somebody wanted to know after yesterday, what is FFA? Well, it's the organization that once was known as the Future Farmers of America. I belong to it, and I took all of the courses. But as agriculture expanded to different crops and commodities, the FFA expanded its membership as well. And so that's why we call it the National FFA Organization. The National FFA Convention will be a lot different this year. It's going to be held in Indianapolis, but the city will not be packed with blue-jacketed FFA members because, you know why, COVID-19. So it's going to be a virtual convention. But, again this year, the event, which will be October 27, 28, and 29, will be telecast thanks to the generosity of RFD-TV. Production of the convention, general sessions, award recognitions, national officer retiring addresses, and celebration of FFA members and partners will occur virtually at the RFD-TV studio in Fort Worth, Texas Stockyards. And according to Patrick Gotch, who is the boss man at RFD-TV, and of course, for many years, I served as a host for the telecast on RFD-TV. But according to Patrick, the National FFA organization has had a strong partnership with RFD-TV for the past 32 years. That's what Mark Peschel, who is the CEO of the National FFA organization. He said Patrick Gotch has been a great friend to the organization over the years and made it possible for the organization to launch the first live broadcast of our national convention and carry gavel-to-gavel coverage each year. And today, as we continue to navigate through the uncertainty of the pandemic, once again, Patrick has stepped up to ensure that our membership and supporters across the country can continue to participate in our National FFA Convention and Expo. Patrick said we are extremely thankful for his generosity to the organization and his desire to continue to help us tell the story of FFA and the organization nationwide. And so, the convention will be telecast on RFD-TV, and you can simply get the channel to watch. Well, you know where it is because it has a huge following in the rural and throughout the nation. And so, you will be able to watch all of the highlights of the FFA convention. They'll be showing it on RFD-TV and the Cowboy Channel in the classroom or on digital ways of getting it. And the interest of Patrick Gotch, who serves as president of RFD-TV, has been with the FFA convention since the beginning. As I mentioned, for many years, I served as the host of the convention gavel-to-gavel coverage. And the coverage will continue. I'll not be a part of it this week or this year, but I hope you can be by watching to share the excitement of the National FFA Convention. Again, that will be in October. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Cornstarch makes a yummy chicken gravy. Research shows it can also control mosquitoes and help biopesticides stay on a crop longer. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Oil and water don't mix. They do if you add cornstarch. The USDA's National Center for Agricultural Utilization Research is working on the process of converting cornstarch and other bio-based ingredients into a new class of materials called amylose inclusion complexes. They may someday have endless uses and increase the value of corn. Bob Bailey is a research entomologist working on the project. He says in one study, the material creates a protective film, which shows promise for keeping biopesticides on a plant longer.
Wash off by rain is always an issue. So my interest was that this inclusion complex could be used as a formulation ingredient to treat a plant, and the material would stick to it and hold my beneficial microbes on the plant in the case of rain.
Another possible use for the cornstarch emulsion, mosquito control. There are plant-based essential oils that are toxic to mosquito larvae in the water. The problem is, these essential oils don't like to mix with water. Bailey says they found a way.
We were able to create very stable emulsions in particle sizes that the mosquitoes would feed on in the water column. And so as the mosquitoes are feeding, they're actually taking up the essential oil, which would then be detrimental to them.
Cornstarch can also be used in formulations to put the kibosh on wood-damaging termites and rot-causing fungi, including species that cause stored potatoes to go bad. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the cornstarch research at agriculture.com.
I used to borrow tools from my neighbor every now and then, but I actually returned them after I was done using them. He had some nice tools, and I wanted my own. So he told me to go to Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They have a great selection to choose from. DeWalt, Milwaukee, quality top brands that live up to their name. Now he's borrowing tools from me. And you know what? I haven't gotten a few of them back yet.
Get your own DeWalt and Milwaukee tools at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, more of the same. The grains, oilseeds really doing well today, and a nice kind of a rebound here through the lunch hour for the livestock is mostly higher numbers we see now. We'll start there as August live cattle now up 37 to 105.95. October and the rest of the complex slightly higher with October up 80 cents to 108.72. Feeder cattle still mostly lower. However, August still slightly higher up a dime to 142.10. September feeders down 7 to 142.77. Then again, as mentioned, mostly lower numbers beyond that. Lean hogs still slightly higher today. October, in fact, a triple-digit jump. October up $1.15 to $55.75. December lean hogs up 87 to $57.47. Looking now into the grains. Again, mostly higher numbers all across the row crops today. September corn up 8.5, sitting at 340 and a quarter. December to 354 and a quarter. That's up 9 and a quarter cent. The wheat complex still mostly higher today. September Kansas City wheat, in fact, up 12 and 3 quarters to 448 a bushel. December to 459 and a quarter. That's up 13. And double-digit gains for the soybeans as well. September beans up 13 to 912 and 3 quarters. November to 919 and a quarter. That's up 13 and a half. Soy meal also sharply higher at 190 to 291 even. And soybean oil up 34 points here through the midday at 32. Cotton complex also rebounding back into the green. December cotton up 12 points at 65.94. A look at the energy market, still mostly higher, though natural gas still down 2 at 248. Heating oil up a penny to 126, and unleaded gas has mellowed out a bit, but still up 2 cents at 138 a gallon. Crude oil also still up 83 at 43.45. A look through the stock markets here midday. The Dow extending their losses, now down 119 to 28,188. However, the S&P and the NASDAQ still both slightly higher. Sam's back with your latest markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.